By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Benny. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we've got us a convoy.
Rod Hanafy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Luke. How are you, mate?
Good, buddy. I'm very, very well. It is a problem getting good nutrition out on the road. That's why the Man Shake are advertising with me. Good nutrition, $2.24 a meal. And you can try and lose those kgs that you've put on behind the steering wheel, but it is very, very hard, Rod, isn't it?
It is, mate. I've spoken to a couple of truckies who use the product, and until I looked the other day, I didn't realise there was, I think it's 6 flavours, isn't there?
Yeah.
You've got a bit of variety there, and a couple of blokes I've spoken to have spoken highly of it, said that it worked for them. And look, one of the things is we seem to be going backwards with rest areas and backwards with facilities and roadhouses and things like that. I did a trip in and out of Sydney last week to go with my daughter down for an event down there, and whilst it was snowing on the way home, that was a bit interesting, there are only 2 signed truck bays between Dubbo and Sydney, and one on the way out, one or the other. There's only 2 one way and one the other. There are other bays that are stopping bays or car bays, but for signed truck bays, there aren't enough. And I must admit, I got invited into a meeting with RMS. They're looking at doing some work on that Great Western Highway, and I spent about 40 minutes on the phone talking about what we need and the changes that might come about if they actually get out there and improve the road. But another one of them is rest areas. There's actually more green reflector bays between Dubbo and Sydney than there are track parking bays, and that says that they're failing. So we've got a long way to go to get the facilities that we need to do our job properly and safely.
But we'll keep punching. If you've got a question for Rod Hanafy, Rod, you've got a number of titles. What are your titles?
I'm the president of the National Road Freighters Association.
That's the one.
The Dubbo Bypass and Newell Highway Alliance. I'm an ambassador for Health in Gear and a columnist for Owner Driver.
The president of the
National Road Freighters Association.
National Road Freighters Association. If you want to talk to Rod Hanafy about a road issue, a trucking issue, if you'd like him to go fight for you, phone us right now. We only ever have time for a couple of quick calls, so call just now and let her know what your issue is. Rod, what's on your mind this morning?
Mate, we made in Mackay there. We spent a couple of periods in Mackay at one stage running back and forth out to the mines out at Dysart. And I've got to say, I was on the way out one afternoon and there was a pothole out near Nebo. And I rang up that afternoon at about 4:30, 5 o'clock, and we were two of us sharing a truck. And I said to my mate, I said, oh, look, I rang up and put in a complaint about that big hole out there. And the next morning I'm on my way back out there and the hole had been fixed. And he couldn't believe me. And I rang them up and said, geez, thank you very much. And they said, oh, well, our depot's not far away. We had a work crew going out and we fixed it for us. And I said, thank you. Then I wrote a full 3-page list for that highway and got one of their blokes to come and do a trip in the truck. Now, many of those things got done in a period afterward. They've just spent an enormous amount of money up there on the range crossing. And as your mate said, there are a lot of very wide loads that go out there to the mines. Now, those mine workers drive in and out. They don't have to fill logbooks out like we do. There are some issues with them working. No, of course not. They're driving a car, mate.
Oh.
Those in a car, but they're going back and forth to, you know, Mackay out to the mine.
That's right, yeah.
They're working 12-hour shifts and they spend, you know, an hour and a half, depending on where they live, driving out. Then they do their 12-hour shifts. Then they spend an hour and a half driving home. And there was certainly an issue with fatigue for some of those workers. Now, most of those blokes that are on the road going out to the mines, they will respect the trucks. I've had discussions with cabbies who say that they certainly respect truck drivers. They know what our job is like and they think that we are better drivers than most. We're not all perfect. But what I wanted to ask tonight, Luke, your other listeners, your listeners who are not truck drivers,
right?
What do they see about trucks now? Now, we're badly represented, but those that actually share the road with us, those that you talk to this time of night, who are out there on the road amongst the trucks, do they recognise that our blokes mostly act professionally? Do they recognise us as people that act responsibly on the road and do our part? And do they think that we are fairly treated generally?
There's the question. So not just for truckies this morning, for motorists who share the road with truckies, what's your impression of truck drivers in Australia. Is their behaviour improving? Are they courteous? You heard Rod's questions, and we only have a short time. 133353. Let Rod know. He's the president of the National Road Freighters Association, amongst other things. He wants to know your impression of truckies. How can truckies improve? And on a positive, have truckies improved? Because truckies many years ago, Rod, had very bad reputations. There were unscrupulous owners who were pushing truckies beyond the limit. Truckies were pumped up on uppers, driving ridiculous hours, and hopefully all that's changed now.
Nothing is perfect, and there are still those, whether you're a truck driver or a taxidermist or a tax accountant, that use drugs recreationally. We don't justify them for the job. You shouldn't have to use them. That has certainly reduced from what it was. And whilst there is still quite a bit of hype in the media about it, if you look at the number of truck drivers who are convicted compared to the community generally, we are way, way below those that are being found to be on drugs while driving.
That's a good thing. That is a good thing. And maybe, I know the logbooks are a pain in the ass, but maybe they have made our roads safer. 133353, Rod Hanafy, Mr. Truck Road Safety, is here. He wants to hear your feedback on truckies' behaviour. Give us a call right now. We'll take a break. We'll be back. This is The Night Shift on Triple M. That is Green Day here on The Night Shift with Luke Boner and Miss Jess. And Rod Hanafy, being a Wednesday, we're talking roads, trucking, road safety. And Rod Hanafy's asking the question, motorists who are out there on the roads sharing our roads and highways with our trucks, how are you finding truckies? What's the behaviour like? Are you encountering any problems? What suggestions would you make? Any feedback at all? Rod Hanafy wants to hear from ordinary motorists this morning that share the roads with truckies. 133353 is the number. And if you are a truckie or a truckette, what suggestions would you make to Rod Hanafy to make life easier and better and more equal for truckies? It's Truckie Wednesday. Rod Hanafy, he's only here for a short time. He'll be back after the break. Look, get the highest nutritional goodness out of your vegetable garden with Swift Grow. It won the 2020 Parramatta City Excellence in Technology Award. Swift Grow is just $29.95. Two caps makes a whopping 9 litres, and it is great value. Now, if you are a broadacre farmer, Swift Grow is talking to you as well. Swift Grow wants to help you improve your soil, and it's all there on swiftgrow.com.au. Now, you'll see Joe. Joe's the boss. He's the owner. He put this whole thing together. He's a scientist, and he's putting back into the soil what nature intended. And the difference you will see, you will yield more, you'll get better crops, you'll get more crops, you'll make more money. It's as simple as that. Try Swift Grow at a huge discount. Now go to swiftgrow.com.au. You'll see Joe's contact details there. He wants to hear from farmers because he's got a very, very special deal for you. But if you're a home gardener, you're mad not to get this into your garden now. Wait till you see what happens in spring. Swiftgrow.com.au. I love it. It's funny, you get songs stuck in your head and it's there forever, Rod. Isn't that right?
It certainly is, mate. It can be an issue for you. It's not Rod, the song you like.
Rod Hanafy is with us, the president of the National Road Freighters Association, amongst other things. We're talking road safety. We talk trucking every Wednesday. And Rod, we've been doing this for 4 and a bit years now.
It certainly has been a lot of fun.
Have we made a difference?
Mate, that's one of the things when I first started this. My commitment is that no matter how hard you try, you can't always know, but at least you've made the effort. And as long as whatever I do, whether it's educating one motorist or getting a rest area done or fixing a bit of road, if I prevent one crash and save one life, then everything after that's a bonus.
I was going to ask you how you're recovering after your operation. I'll do that in a second. We've got people online who want to say hello. You asked them to ring and they've rung in their droves. Now, I know that are you in Dubbo tonight?
Yes, mate.
You need to get some sleep. So, look, I don't know how long you've got, but you asked for people to ring in with their feedback on truckies' behaviour on the roads. So yep. Let's see what's out there, shall we?
Certainly.
Nick's online. He's in Geelong. G'day, Nick.
Yeah, g'day, gentlemen. How are we going?
Good. Say hello to Rod.
Hey, Rod, how are you, mate? Look, I just want to say my sister's partner, he's a truck driver, works night shift, so we're always sharing stories and that. But must admit, mate, I'm a driver. I live in regional Vic, driving all the time up to Melbourne and that. And I don't know if truck drivers are colourblind. It was just one this week, run a red light, I had to stop. And I didn't know truck drivers were allowed to break the speed limit. So I often will go 103 or 105, and I've got this big semi-trailer, you know, flashing its lights at me. And sometimes even in regional Vic, one lane. I don't know if it's an industry problem, mate, where the deadlines are too tight or there's not enough pay, but a few times I've had a few choice words. I'm not saying all trucking's bad, but the ones that I've encountered in the last probably 6 months have been shocking.
Rod, okay. You ask people to ring, they're being honest. There's some feedback. Your thoughts?
Mate, it's funny that you mention that because I don't very often spend time as a passenger in a car. And as I said, we drove to Sydney last week, yeah. So it was about a five-hour trip. Now, my daughter drove down, and at one stage she said to me, she said, oh, look at this truck, you know, it's going fast, I can't catch it. And I said, oh, yeah, right, okay, well, maybe that bloke's doing the wrong thing, maybe he's on the hill. But then she said it three times. Now, on the way home, we set the vehicle on cruise at 100 kilometres an hour. I said, can you activate the GPS on your phone and get an accelerator on?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Her speedo was about 5 or 6 kilometres an hour out. And I said to her, yes, there are still the odd truck that does the wrong thing. We agree that. Whether you're in cars, no matter what it is, people do the wrong thing. None of us are perfect. But when she said it the second time, I said, look, I'm a bit doubtful. And the third time, I thought, nah, something is wrong. And whilst I understand your perception and what you're doing on the road, and if your speedo is perfectly accurate and you can guarantee me that, I'm more than prepared to listen. But most often, car speedos are allowed to be legally up to 10% out.
10%.
And if you're under the ADRs, they have to be within 10%. So they can be at least 8 or 9K out. And whilst your speedo is showing 100, the ones in the trucks are far more accurate because of the fact that we are GPS tracked. Now, most of the big companies have access to every second that. And I guarantee you, if it's a company truck and it's running down the highway over 110, not only would the company know, but they would be acting on it because as soon as they're caught out and their drivers get caught, they say, where is your speed monitoring and where is your speed management?
Nick, what are your thoughts?
Look, I definitely agree with the speedo. I'm always on the GPS. I don't know if it's older trucks or, like, sometimes I've been going, I know, over the speed limit and, found them quite difficult to deal with. But, you know, I think what you're saying is true and I always try and make allowance for them because they're a lot bigger. But, yeah, I just wish maybe they had better lanes or just truck lanes only or...
Well, in a perfect world, that'd be great, but we just don't have the money. But look, it's a fair comment, and I've asked people to ring. Rod's asked people to ring in with their honest feedback on truckies on our roads and how we can improve things. And you've got a truckie in the family. You've said that, Nick. So I understand where you're coming from. Mick, I've got to keep moving. Thanks for your call.
No worries. Thanks, gentlemen.
Good on you. So your average car, it's taken for granted. It's 10% out, over or under, Rod.
Well, of course, they're not going to give you a car that is actually doing 110 in 100 zone because then you're going to go straight to the manufacturer and say, you've given me a car and I've got knocked off and the speedo is out.
You pay my fine.
That's right. They're going to go the other way. They are going to give you a little bit of safety and for themselves to make sure they're not liable. But that means that quite often car speedos read slow. So you look at yours, it says 100.
Yep.
The truck goes past you and he's doing 102 or 3 from your point of view, but he's not. He's probably doing his 99 or 100.
Yeah, I see. And it's the car speedo that's out. Now, I noticed that the last time we went on a road trip when I took my week off a couple of weeks ago, Rod, and we had Nikki's GPS on. So I'm watching the GPS and the speed. And you're absolutely right. The speed between the speed on the GPS and the speed on our dashboard, on our car, there was about 6 difference.
Yes, mate. No. Our trucks have always been monitored in the trucks that I'm in, and I drove fuel tankers for many years. and I had one or two complaints over the 13 years I drove fuel tankers. One of them, they wrote into the company, we used to have a big sign on the back that says, my conduct as a professional driver is on display, ring this number.
Yeah, yeah.
And one bloke rang in, oh, you know, I followed your truck and he was doing 103 and 104 for kilometre after kilometre. They went and they checked the tracking, and the tracking is accurate, and the tracking is based on GPS, and it covers, you know, like we do 200,000 kilometres a year. So I can't afford for it to be out the wrong way like the cars can. And they found that the truck was doing less than 100, and yet we have that perception, and a lot of people see that wrongly and then blame us for that.
Yeah, no, you've explained that. 133353, Rod Hanafee is with us. G'day, Robbie.
Hello, Luke. Hello, Rod.
Yes, Rod, go ahead.
I've got a question where I heard a little while ago on the radio that truck drivers that are in demerit points, is it, what are your thoughts on truck drivers or professional drivers getting extra demerit points?
Yeah, we've talked about that. It's a very good point, Robbie. Not just truck drivers, but professional drivers. And now do we include Uber drivers in that category? The argument being that professional drivers, hire car drivers, taxis, truckies, delivery drivers, they're on the road more than your average driver. And therefore, they have more chance at getting done should they have more demerit points to play with. The argument against that, Robbie, and I'll let Rod take over, is that because you're a professional driver, you're supposed to know better. Rod Hanafee.
There are two sides to the argument. Now, many years ago in New South Wales, our local member, Dawn Fardell,
she got an extra
2 points in New South Wales for truck drivers. As far as I know, we're the only state that has it. It is a
level. How many have you got in New South Wales?
Well, everyone's got 12.
Yeah.
But truckies have 14.
Okay.
And she fought that argument based on exactly what you're saying, that the average motorist does 20,000 kilometres a year. We do 200,000. So we are 10 times more exposed on the highway to a simple mistake or an oversight. Someone doing 20 kilometres an hour over the limit, that's not an oversight. That's deliberate speeding, and you're responsible for that. But if it's 2 or 3K, if it's down a bit of an incline, if you're looking at the traffic and watching what you're doing, surely that's more important. But then the other thing is in New South Wales, you are virtually allowed one mistake every 10 years. And I'll tell you that because I know that I've been a recipient of, you haven't had a speeding ticket for 10 years. You're only 5K over. Look, that could have been a discrepancy, but you're allowed one mistake in every 10 years. I don't know how the other states work them. But on the other side is you're a professional driver. You should know better.
You should know better. So, Robbie, it's a mixed argument. In New South Wales, 2 extra demerit points. So instead of 12, it's 14. Rod, can you find out what the deal is with the other states and territories for next
time? Certainly will, mate. I'll put that down for homework.
Does that answer your question, Robbie?
Well, there's the other question too, is like being a professional driver and you're on the road 24/7, so to speak. If we were to lose, say, 3 points for a minor infringement where you go through a red light camera or something like that, whereas, you know, cause the truck's a lot longer than the car, so it takes a bit more to get through and so on. Is there any way that maybe they could shorten the distance between bringing back the points, like rather than waiting 3 years to get 3 points back, which is basically, you know yourself, it's your livelihood, you know, you lose 3 points, it's 3 years you got to wait.
Yes.
Can they make it like half the time?
Rod, we have to be quick here.
But look, it's something that's worth looking into, and I will see if I can see what all the states do and if we can push for something and an improvement to get a fair go. I don't think that's an unreasonable thing to try for.
Great feedback, Robbie. Thank you for that. Really appreciate it. 133353. Rod Hanafee is with us. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes and we'll wrap up. There's plenty more to talk about. The Night Shift on Triple M. Rod Hanafee, I can see you rocking along with that. You're a Creedence Clearwater fan from way back. You've given yourself away, son. He's gone. No, yeah, there he is there. Rod, I saw you.
That's excellent vision on your part, mate.
Rod Hanafee is with us. Rod, just Rod's asked the question this morning, what's your feedback as far as trucks are concerned if you're an ordinary motorist? Dave, you've got a comment. Dave, go.
Yeah, how you going,
Good, right, Dave? What's your comment?
Yeah, we just came back from up the coast of Queensland today, and on average, the trucks were excellent. But I had one case there. He was pretty well, I was, you say 10% on the speedo. This bloke was going a bit quicker than that, and I sort of got to an overtaking lane, so I shot into it to let him go round me. But I indicated to him to get going that I was going to pull over.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and then once he sort of rounded me up, he wasn't going anywhere near as quick.
Rod?
Yeah, look, we don't know whether he was loaded or empty, whether it was flat ground or not. It's a little bit hard to say. Obviously, overtaking lanes are there. And look, I've been accused, even on national radio at one stage, of someone saying, well, overtaking lanes are there for cars to overtake trucks. And I'm sorry, they are there for trucks to overtake trucks as well. But I'm sure that you, mate, been in a situation where you followed someone and you get to the overtaking lane and they speed up.
Oh, no.
And that makes it hard for all of us. What we do hope is that truckies do the right thing, that they respect others on the road. But, of course, we need to do a hell of a lot more education about sharing the road with trucks, and I think we really need to start in the schools, and I think that would actually save lives on the road.
Yeah, not a bad point. Dave?
Yeah, mate, yeah, no, I'd agree with that. I've been a truck driver all my life. I'm sort of getting to the stage of semi-retired now. Mm. But it was just something.
A semi-retired semi. Do you like that? You see what I did? Did you see what I did there? Go on, keep going, Dave.
Yeah, no, and well, I sort of drive for a property now.
Okay.
That keeps me busy enough. And the other one, bloody roads, dude, they're getting rough.
They are, mate, and that's where we promote the idea. Have you ever rung one of the road authorities? If you've been up into Queensland, it's 13, 19, 40, but I've got to say their service is very frustrating. It doesn't work very well in trucks. They don't promote the fact that you can report potholes and the like in those services. And for those of us that live on the road, one, it is our workplace, but they won't recognise it. It is our lives and our safety at risk when they don't do that properly. And, of course, we aren't the only people that use the roads, mate. So I certainly recommend if you see something that you think is a safety issue on the road, please ring up and report it. If only one truckie, like me, does, well, you're a whinging truckie. But if 10 people rang up about that section of road, I guarantee you, they'd be out there looking at it and doing something about fixing it.
Yeah, you've been a great call, Dave. Thank you for that, mate, and enjoy your retirement.
Yeah, thank you. I see you later.
Okay, Dave, thank you. There, literally, there's a million calls coming through. We've only got so many lines that we can open. Rod, I mean, this, you could go all morning. I thank you for your time. If you want to send Rod Hanafy feedback, Rod Hanafy, our regular, he's the president of the National Road Freighters Association and truck road safety advocate. Send us an email, nightshift@triplem.com.au, and Jess will forward it on to Rod. Now, Rod, you're still recovering from that shoulder reconstruction. How are you today?
Mate, it's going well. I'm still not allowed to do any weights yet. I actually said to the physio today, I'm going to try a bit of weights, and she said, don't you dare, you're not ready yet. We want to get a good connection first. So probably another 2 weeks I can start on half kilo weights. So that'll be a little bit silly looking at that, but... I've heard of so many people that have had that surgery, not looked after it, not been careful enough, or gone and done something they shouldn't and turned around and been worse off than they were before, mate, and that's not going to happen.
Rod, how are you with your Nature B? Because I know that you love your Nature B, and you know that truckies need their sustenance. They need to put good stuff in their body. We talked about the man shake, losing weight. How's your Nature B going? What's it doing for you?
Look, I've been on it for a while now, mate. And look, I do take a couple of other things. I take fish oil for joints and that sort of stuff and multivitamins because I'm not eating like I normally do on the road. And we know it's hard. You've nearly got us covered, mate. You've got Nature B for the night shift. You've got the man shake to get a bit of weight out of. Now you need something for the trucks, mate. We need one of a sponsor to come on and give us something good for our trucks
what
or
you
something
want?
Like hey, that.
Listen, my manager, my manager, Mike O'Regan, who's like a dog with a bone with this program, And you see all the new sponsors there. This Aussie Hoses, it's sensational. I need to send you one of them. You'll love the Aussie Hose. But, I mean, what do you want us to do for truckies? You've got 30 seconds. Tell us.
Well, mate, we want good seats.
You want what?
And,
good what?
Good seats. A seat in the truck.
You want me to get a seat sponsorship. Okay, go on.
Yes, absolutely, mate. And then we want a deal from someone on the road for really good food, you know, for one of the chains to come up with something to, as a recognition of the night shift community.
Okay, so if there are people out there that can cater specifically for the truckies at night, plus all the other motorists, let us know who you are, and I'll get my man Mike to contact you, and we'll let the rest of Australia know who and where you are. So nightshift@triplem.com.au. In the meantime, if you know of a great place to pull over where you are looked after, showers, maybe free coffee, good nutritious food, a welcoming smile and hospitality, we want to hear about these places. Give us a call. 133353 is the telephone number. Rod Hanafy, I'll let you go, mate. You take care and safe trucking, eh?
Good night and safe travelling to all, mate.
Good on you, Rod. Talk next Wednesday, brother.
Bye-bye.
Rod Hanafy, who is the president of the National Road Freighters Association. Quick break, be back.